Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you today in that name which is above every name, the glorious and matchless name of Jesus, Yeshua, our soon-coming King, our Redeemer, and the Savior of all mankind. Whomsoever will can come to the Lord and take freely and drink freely of the waters of life. Jesus stands with arms outstretched in this hour, and I just sense the burden of the heart of God, the moving of the Spirit of God to reach out and to embrace those who are lost and in sin, those who are hurting, those who are suffering on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I don't know about you, beloved, but when I listen to the evening news, it's hard not to get depressed. But I do it. I listen to at least 15 minutes of the major news that is being reported on the mainline news networks just to hear what, you know, most of America is receiving. I do listen to alternative news sources to get the whole picture. But beloved, the reason I do that is that I want to pray for, because not only do I pray for UCM partners and my radio family, my spiritual family every day, but I believe it is our responsibility to be able to pray for the nations of the world, for the events of the world that are going on, the situations that God brings to our knowledge and understanding, to pray for leaders. That's what Paul wrote to Timothy in his epistle to him. He said to pray that all men, pray for all men that they might be saved, and that we should pray for those whom God has put in leadership. And we need to be praying for our leaders in this nation, our president, his cabinet, whether, regardless of your political persuasion, we have a biblical mandate to pray for those whom God allows to be in authority, so we might live quiet and peaceable lives. Beloved, we are living in the closing moments of history, I believe. And as you listen to the things that are occurring, there's such an outpouring, such an outbreak of evil. It just breaks your heart. And yet, beloved, well, I thank God for the ministries that are out there describing and explaining prophetic details, relating it to current events, to those wonderful men and women of God who are preaching the whole counsel of God, to every God-ordained pastor, evangelist, and prophet, and teacher, and apostle, those whom God has placed as in fivefold ministry in the body of Christ. What an awesome time in which we're living. What a tremendous privilege, as well as a responsibility, that we have to declare the whole counsel of God. And while I do my very best to stay informed and to through YouTube and through other various news media understand what is truly going on, yet my purpose on this broadcast is to declare and to describe and to honor and to unveil Christ. That is the name of the ministry. That's the mission of the ministry, to describe Jesus, who He is, why He came, what He came to do, and His future plans for His people and this earth, and also that we, the redeemed of the Lord, we should say so, amen, that we will be brought into the fullness of the stature of Christ. as Paul spoke in Ephesians. That's why fivefold ministry was given, that Christ in you, beloved, the hope of glory, that you will come into the full stature of Christ, that you will reach your full potential, that you will achieve your God-given destiny that was in the heart of God when He created you and formed you and had you in His mind before the very foundation of the earth. Yet He decreed, you may be up in years. Nonetheless, God has ordained that you should be alive at this time. And as long as there is breath in your body, beloved, you have a work to do for God. And some might say, well, I'm housebound. I'm ill. I really can't get out of the house. Or whatever the situation might be, beloved, there is no higher calling than that of an intercessor, of a prayer warrior. That is the very ministry that Jesus is operating in right now. He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the scripture says? So, beloved, don't put down your station in life. We all have, God knows the seasons of our lives. There are times we may be very active, very involved, very committed in various ventures that God has us to be involved in. And yet there may be seasons where we are relatively quiet, where we're not as active as we used to be. But the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And the Lord directs your way, beloved. So don't chafe against the circumstances of your life right now. Know that God is in control, that He loves you. Well, praise God. I was going to pray. I've gone on and on, but let's just join our hearts in prayer, because I just really want to speak from my heart the remainder of this broadcast and as in the days that are following. But I want you to know, I'm on this broadcast because I care about you. Some of you have never written. I don't know you personally, and some I do know you've written, and some who have written for years, even decades, I may never have met you personally, but there is a bond in the Spirit that God has established, and it is done by the Spirit of the Lord, and sometimes those relationships can be dearer and sweeter than even those we know face to face. Our spiritual family can be closer than even our natural family. And that's God's intention. As I shared in a letter I sent out to my partners recently, shortly after Brother Glass passed away, after the memorial service, I took a couple days away at the seashore, and God spoke to my heart that His most important priority is that of relationship. He is a God of relationship. He, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we may not understand the dynamics of the Trinity, but He is three in one. There is only one God. And not, even if we cannot understand the depths, well, beloved, He's an eternal, infinite God who has all power, all knowledge, all wisdom. We are tiny, finite little creatures, and the best of us, no matter what the IQ level is, 200 IQ, the Einsteins of the world, let me say that they cannot even begin to fathom a portion of the reality, the majesty, the essence of who God is, the God who spoke the world into existence, the very cosmos. He is the God that we serve, and He was perfectly self-sufficient. He didn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. But because God defines Himself as love, God is love, He wanted to share with a spiritual family. And beloved, that's you and I. Well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm just really, really just winging it through this broadcast. I tell you, goodness, I wanted the Lord to have His way. So, Father, as we come to you, Lord, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for the members of my radio family. And Lord, I'm asking, and for those who may be a new listener, you've never listened before, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will minister to their needs right now, whatever is going on in their life. Father, I speak the faith of God that you have given to them to be activated, to be stirred, that they shall realize and declare and confess and know deep within their hearts that you have given them all the faith they need right now, because you've given to every man a measure of faith, and you would be unjust if we would face calamities and crises that we were not up to. Lord, you said in another place in your word that you will not allow us to be tested above what we are able. And so, Father, I thank you that our times are in your hands. And, Father, give them a peace, a strength, a confidence. I speak healing, healing to body, healing to minds, healing to souls, restoration of their souls. O Good Shepherd, you are our Good Shepherd who restores our souls, the healing from the ravages of the wounds of the enemy, the hurtful words of others, the fears, the insecurities, the things that the enemy brings against your people. Father, in your love and your mercy and compassion, do for them what they cannot do for themselves. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. O God, pour out your love. Pour out your compassion to them right now. By the hand of your anointing, touch them in their innermost being. Strengthen them with your might, with your power in the inner man. Let them know that you are with them. Let them not fear, for Lord, you are with them. And Lord, that we've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for reaching into every life and giving them wisdom, giving them discernment. There's a woman listening right now, and you have some very important decisions to make regarding the decisions you have to make in the next couple of weeks. And the Lord is just putting on my heart that he's going to give you the wisdom. He's not only going to put it on your heart, but circumstances are going to be arranged. You'll have a total confidence and peace that this is what he wants you to do. So go forward in the name of the Lord. And Lord, others who are wrestling with problems and decisions, Father, that you will give the right answer. You will meet that need. You will minister financially, Lord, to those who need provision. Father, for all these things, we give you praise in the matchless, glorious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I never got into my message today, but that's all right. I believe with all my heart the Holy Spirit has ministered to you, and you know what? That's what it's all about. So, as the Lord directs and wills, I invite you to tune in to our next broadcast. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday, every day at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to the unveilchrist.org website. You can listen, click on the broadcast, and you can their archive there. You can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and I do thank you for your prayers. Your prayerful support means so much. God bless you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.